XRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. At Manhattan's Columbia University, student activists have defied a 2 p.m. deadline to clear out their tent encampments. School officials warn students protesting the Israel-Hamas war they will face suspension unless they leave. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance speaking on Fox News.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions. These guys have the right to peacefully protest, even if we criticize the message. They do not have the right to set up tent cities on our public spaces and turn our cities into garbage dumps. That is what I think we should not allow, and I think the police should be able to handle that job pretty easily.
Also at SRNnews.com, police in North Carolina say numerous law enforcement officers conducting a task force operation have been struck by gunfire in Charlotte this afternoon. Multiple victims were taken to hospitals and a SWAT team was on the scene. The first trial has begun in a case that accuses dozens of people in Minnesota in a massive scheme to steal from a food program for children during the pandemic.
Prosecutors say food aid came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and was administered by Minnesota's Department of Education. Nonprofits and other partners were supposed to serve meals to children. Two of the groups, Feeding Our Future and Partners in Nutrition, disbursed around $200 million each in 2021. Prosecutors allege the groups produced invoices for meals that were never served, ran shell companies, laundered money, indulged in passport fraud, and accepted kickbacks. The defendants say they are not guilty. The trial is expected to last about 6 weeks. I'm Donna Water.
The stock's pushing moderately higher. This is SRN News. How often do you pray?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking that question to Americans, and it turns out that 48% of us pray privately outside of worship services at least once per week. 34% say they never pray. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to pray regularly, 82%, followed by black Protestants and Hispanic Protestants. Older people pray more than the young, Republicans more than Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist delegates have overwhelmingly endorsed a constitutional amendment seen by advocates as a way of diffusing debates over homosexuality that are splitting the church. It seeks to do that by giving rule-making autonomy to each region of the International UMC. The plan would establish multiple regional conferences. About 25% of American churches have quit the denomination over homosexuality in recent years. This is SRN News. Britain's King Charles will be back at work starting tomorrow.
Buckingham Palace has said that Britain's King Charles III will resume public duties after cancer treatment. The King is back. The 75-year-old British monarch will resume duties following a three-month break. During that time, he focused on his treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. Charles will aptly mark the milestone by visiting a cancer treatment centre as his first public appearance. Several more state duties will follow. A major one will be to host a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. Karen Chamas, London.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia and North Carolina's refusal to cover certain health care for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. It's a case likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. More details at SRNnews.com.